This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to Big Love with Arielle Ford, known as the Cupid of Consciousness and the Fairy Godmother of Love. Arielle and her guests will share with you the secrets to finding and keeping the love of your life, as well as ways to make your life a spiritual adventure. Join us now for a heart-opening and inspiring hour.
Arielle, and I am really excited. Today we're going to be talking about joy and what the code to joy is. And my very special guest is Dr. George Pratt. George is a clinical psychologist and author with a private practice here in my hometown, La Jolla, California. And for the past 30 years, he has been specializing in helping people resolve emotional blocks and then achieve success in their lives. He's been on Larry King Live many times. He's been featured on MTV. And he has served as the chairman of psychology at Scripps Memorial Hospital in La Jolla, where he is on staff. His brand new book, Code to Joy, is being released this week, and his previous books include Instant Emotional Healing, Acupressure for the Emotions, as well as Hyper Performance, Release Your Business Potential, and A Clinical Hypnosis Primer. George has helped lots of people, including me, and Academy Award winners, Grammy winners, Olympic medalists, Super Bowl winners, individuals and couples, and basically anybody who wants a fuller, richer, happier life. He is a fellow of the American Society of Clinical Hypnosis and vice president of Making the World a Better Place Foundation. And for those of you who love dolphins, every year he does seminars on the Big Island of Hawaii that actually includes swimming with dolphins. So, George, welcome to my show.
Thank you, Arielle. I'm so glad to be here. It's always good to be with you.
Thank you. Thank you. And what I want to know is, what is Code to Joy all about, and what is it offering readers?
Well, Code to Joy is, it's really an opportunity to help people get unstuck from old patterns in their lives. You know, through lots of experience, I'm getting pretty experienced now, Arielle, as you know. We've been friends a long time. It's easy to avoid things we're stuck about, and then they stay stuck for a long time. If you help people put themselves out there, if people, let's say, have had love relationships where they have had a broken heart, they withdraw. They don't put themselves out there because they're protecting themselves, and you help people in a variety of ways reconnect to new possibilities, and I do that too, and we've actually done that together on some projects. So it's easy to get stuck in the past, these past setbacks, and then they're in our conscious and subconscious minds, and then they interfere with us getting the love that we want and also with developing our lives as we want them to. But it's not just at our conscious level. It's not just at our subconscious level, which is a very powerful level, but it's also at our body's energy level. And I've been a clinical psychologist for a long time, and I'm traditionally trained. And as you're pretty familiar with my previous book, since you were a central part of it, Instant Emotional Healing, Acupressure for the Emotions, that we did 11 years ago, that was really an integration of some things that, if you told me while I was in training graduate school that I'd be doing, using the body's acupuncture system to help overcome problems and heal the mind and body, I would have had a hard time believing that. But at that point, we realized that there's so much more that can be done if we not only use the conscious mind, but we use the body, we use the energy system in the body that we also use when we do yoga. We have the chakras there. We have the acupressure meridians, acupuncture meridians. And we can take that body energy and direct it and clear residue from the past and create new possibilities for the future. But it doesn't just stop there. There's a field of energy that surrounds the human body that is the human biofield. There's electrical energy that we are a part of and that extends beyond us, that's about the size of a, let's say, a spacesuit. Now, the nice thing is people don't even have to believe any of this for it to work, which is kind of convenient. And so this biofield, it's an electrical field, essentially. And if you take advantage of it, it can make everything easier. And issues of the past can be dealt with in a very effective way. And this program that we're talking about in Code to Joy is about using the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the body energy system in a way that you can actually change how you feel, you can unblock yourself, you can open yourself to new possibilities, and you can do it in a very short period of time. If you think about the first time that, let's say, you lost a love or you had your heart broken, most people remember that. And imagine sometimes that gets stuck so severely that it just stays with the person, and that actually prevents them from being able to love again. And there's lots of other things that can get stuck in there, too, that interfere with the ability to love. If you think of anything that affects the heart, and if we kind of expand the concept of the body's energy system, the heart chakra, there's lots of things that will cause it to close down. And there's ways also to identify this. There's muscular muscle testing. There's neuromuscular feedback that is a way of testing the body to identify what is going on subconsciously and even energetically, but at light speed. And muscle testing, which has actually probably been around for 50 or 60 years, and what happens is when you think a congruent or a true statement, if you activate a certain muscle group in your body, all the muscles actually in your body are going to be 5 to 15% stronger, all of them. That's if you're properly aligned. This has to do with the electrical nature of our bodies, that we have a north and a south pole. And what happens is when you're thinking of a statement, and it is, and you're true or congruent with it, your muscles will be stronger. If you are thinking about something and it is not true for you, your muscles are going to be weaker. Now, fortunately, about 11 years ago, there was a very large medical school study done on this. Dr. Monty's group, and validating this method. So this is a method that people can learn to use themselves, and we have a short little instruction component in the book, so people can actually tune in to what's in their subconscious using neuromuscular feedback and identify what has happened in their life that is contributing to certain blocks, let's say problems with love or relationships, or anything that they'd like to work on or change. And so once you identify and utilize this technique, then the whole world of success opens to you. Success in love, business, interpersonal relationships, better family relationships, creating more joy in your life, etc. Now, again,
I have a question.
Sure.
Is this something someone can do by themselves?
Yes, it is possible.
For people who are listening, and I would imagine we've got a lot of people listening who are dealing with either current or past heartbreak,
yes.
Can you sort of take us through a process they could do just listening to you right now to help heal that?
Process to help heal that
the heartbreak or
the process?
Yearning.
Your wish? Absolutely. So let's just have you go ahead and just make yourself very calm. And just go ahead and close your eyes for a moment. If you're driving, pull over. Do not do not listen to the next several minutes while you're driving or you're doing anything requiring any conscious awareness, because you're going to have your eyes closed for a few minutes. And so what we're going to do is, I'm going to first talk about the four steps that are in Code to Joy, where all of this is outlined, so that makes it really easy. But I'm going to take you through a little something right now. So the first step in Code to Joy, because our natural state is being happy and creating a wonderful life. But what happens with many people is we either create, or life experiences happen where we create these roadblocks. We call it the fog of distress, and it's like a fog that covers us, and we don't even realize that we're not very happy, or we're feeling prevented from being as happy as we can be. And it's, you know, it's an interesting thing. A fog 1 acre around to a depth of 3 meters. The amount of water necessary to produce that amount of fog, the amount of water would fit in an ordinary drinking glass. So it doesn't take a lot to obscure the sun from your life. So we're going to do a little something now to help that. So we're going to think about clearing a little fog of distress, let's say from a love relationship that's problematic presently or the past. So the first thing is we identify what the issue is. In life, we have major obvious issues. They're almost like asteroid strikes. You know, when an asteroid hit the Earth, it wiped out the dinosaurs. So that was a very obvious issue. Sometimes it's much more subtle. And we call those micro-traumas. We have major traumas, obvious traumas, and then we have the more subtle micro-traumas, which are just as problematic, just as devastating. And so this would be in the area of trauma, micro-trauma, except it's going to feel like a trauma to you because it's a love issue. And then we're going to identify the self-limiting belief that's involved with this. And what we've done is we've identified the 7 most common blocking beliefs in life. We've just coalesced them down to about 7. They all have lots of different permutations, but let me just go over some of them with you right now. One is not feeling safe. If you can think of that influencing your life, not feeling safe. Obviously, you want to feel safe in a love relationship. So we're in the process of identifying right now. The second limiting belief is feeling worthless. That is a major one in terms of accomplishing any objective. And also, if you have had your heart damaged in a relationship, felt rejected, or there's been betrayal in some way, that sense of self-worth is disrupted, and then it needs to be healed. A third one is feeling powerless. Another one is feeling not lovable. A fifth one is not being able to trust after you've had a challenge like this. If you've had a loss of a love relationship, think about the difficulty trusting. And then there's the sense, sixth one is I'm bad in some way. There's something wrong with me. The seventh one, and there's, as I said, lots of derivations, permutations from this, is I'm alone. So just think about those for a moment, and because we're gonna use one of these. I'm going to just select one that has a broad appeal, and because in love relationships, people's self-worth is usually one of the major components, so I'm going to select that as I do this little event with you. So that's just in the identifying. Now we're going to do a little something to prepare the body for doing a little treatment. And again, if you're listening to this, make sure you're not driving or doing anything that needs attention. If you just want to just take some moments for yourself, or as you're listening to this, just pause this. Listening to it on a podcast until you can listen to it at a time when you can give it undivided attention and just enjoy the process, because this is going to feel good at the mind, body, and spirit level. That's the nice thing. Okay, so in terms of neuromuscular feedback, yes, you can learn to do this yourself, but in terms of doing a little treatment right now, we're going to kind of skip that part because I'm doing a kind of a general treatment. One of the easiest things to do is to do this with a friend. And so in the book, we have a system where we take you through a method to do this with a friend. And it's also, we have some more information on the website for the book, too, codetojoy.com. So,
George, sorry, I just want to interrupt you for a second. Are you speaking directly into the phone? Because I'm starting.
Yes, to I've got a headset on.
Okay,
is that better?
That's better.
My headset was sliding. Thank you.
Okay. You don't want to miss a minute of this.
Okay. Now the second thing, we're going to do some clearing. We're going to help prepare the body to do the next stage after this, which is repatterning, which is releasing this negative feeling. So just make yourself comfortable. And we're going to do a little breathing technique, but because of the intensity of the heart and how things can get stuck, we're going to do a little unsticking of the fear processing center in your brain. And this has to do with brain function. When we have traumas, we can see this with brain imaging. We can see this with functional magnetic resonance image scans, where it shows the parts of the brain lighting up that are being active. If you are traumatized, the part of the brain, the limbic system, the fight, flight, or freeze system, lights up. If you've been robbed at gunpoint and you're talking about the experience, that part will be bright. And then the part of the brain that helps you to use logic and judgment and process and work through an issue, that's dark. That's at the near the middle of the forehead. And so that's kind of offline. When you do a proper treatment, the thinking part of the brain, the prefrontal cortex, becomes active. So it becomes brighter on a scan. And the limbic system, the fear processing center, calms down. So your brain comes into balance so you can process this, heal this, release it. So go ahead and think about your event, your target. We're going to imagine putting this in a little healing basket. Think about the event that you're using as a demonstration. And I'm going to have you tap now at the outside of both your eyebrows, the outside. It's not at the temple, but it's just feel the end of your eyebrows. This is the opposite side from where the beginning of your eyebrows would be, let's say, on the bridge of the nose. So it's at the end of the eyebrows. You're going to tap firmly but not hard there, rapidly. And we're going to tap there for approximately 2 minutes. And this is also based on some very interesting research that's happening at Harvard. We're using the body's energy system, which is a hot topic right now. So we're just going to tap the end of the eyebrows. Somebody sound like they were starting to feel better already. So you're just tapping rapidly, because sometimes it's almost as if your system is frozen energetically. This is going to give us some degrees of freedom. Thinking about the target, we're going to ask you to imagine on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the highest, 0 being no problem, to see where you started on this, 10 being the highest, 0 being the lowest, and also recognize that's a conscious awareness. The subconscious influence is probably substantially more than you are consciously aware of, particularly at the low, heartfelt level. You're just tapping rapidly here. It's going to feel good, too. It's going to feel kind of soothing. So that we are, what we're actually doing is creating better signal between these acupoints and the amygdala, the fear processing part of the brain. And all of the acupoints in the body have a feedback loop to the brain and to the central nervous system. Just tapping away. This kind of frees things up so we can actually do a little experience here.
George, adjust your headset again.
Okay.
Better.
All right. I'm on it right there. Just tapping away. About another 20 seconds. And just while you're doing this, kind of breathing slowly and comfortably, just breathing in comfort. And as you exhale, just releasing any tension. Just feeling more grounded where you are. Okay. Now, the next thing we're going to do is a little breathing technique. As I said, we are essentially like batteries. And, you know, if you're in the hospital, you know, they have EKGs, they have EEGs. And it's all based on us being electrical. And our electrical charge can be disrupted when we're traumatized. So we're just going to make sure that that issue is taken care of. So go ahead and put your left ankle over your right and take your right hand and place your right fingers in the corner of your collarbone, your left collarbone, and then take your left hand and place the fingers in the corner of your right collarbone. So, essentially, you kind of look like the Sphinx there. And I want you to just breathe in and just tongue to the roof of your mouth as you breathe in, and then just relax the tongue as you exhale. We're going to do this for 2 minutes. Can you hear me okay, Ariel?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Good.
I'm in Sphinx position.
Okay,
breathing.
Sphinx position. There we go. Calling this the butterfly. So butterfly breathing. So just breathing.
And while we're in this position, George, tell us what it's doing to our physiology and our emotional state.
Think of it as a battery charger. This is just like your cell phone running low. And you're plugging it into a circuit, and we're recharging because you have subtle energy in your body. And would you say most of your group is familiar with meditation or yoga?
Yeah, this is a very sophisticated concept.
Well, I'm sure it is. And so this, we're using energy that's also used in yoga. We're just using it in a fashion now to recharge it and strengthen it because we're going to use it later here. So just think of the battery charger becoming brighter and brighter as we're doing this. If we think of the seven chakras, it's almost like symbolically, when you are traumatized, I would say most of the people listening to this have, as they're thinking about this target that's in the healing basket, their heart chakra is leaking subtle energy. So we're just going to recharge it so we can do something about it. If you work on this without the recharge, it's it doesn't, it's not as strong. And so we're just breathing, tongue up, breathe in, relax the tongue, breath out, and just feeling more calm and centered, and just breathing. And you can even imagine the heart center just transforming from a pale emerald green to a brilliant emerald green as it becomes stronger. It's just charging up. Just about there. Just breathing, solid, secure. Just feeling grounded, present. Just feeling some greater energy around the heart. Okay, good. Now, this last part of the clearing process, which is the second, and this is going to take 60 seconds. And this, we're doing this because when we are traumatized or we have something dramatic happen to us, we can feel detached and not present and feel kind of like we're floating around. So this is to counteract that. So place your right hand or your left hand on your navel, your right hand on top of that, and just close your eyes and just breathe in and feel connected from your abdomen to the center of the earth. Just imagine a connective cord between your abdomen and the center of the earth, helping you to feel fully present in your body. Just feeling solid and secure. Just breathing, continuing to breathe, feel grounded, solid, just open to this wonderful experience. Just solid and secure. Just about there, just feel yourself connected to the chair or the floor. Or wherever you're listening to this, it's solid and secure. Good. All right. Now we've done identify and clear. Now the third part of the four-part code, the system for Code to Joy, this is the repatterning. This is where we do something. This is where we release the negative. And we're going to do it in a couple different ways, too. So I want you to, and this is where a person can choose any of a series of things to do to help release this. And I'm just going to choose a couple of these things for you. And we'll just do a little fun thing. I want you to go ahead and think of, I'm going to speak to your subconscious here. And this is without hypnosis. The subconscious is an incredible part of us. And it can strengthen us, and it can also create challenges, particularly if we're not good friends with our subconscious. The number of neurons that fire per second at the conscious level compared to the subconscious level, the ratio is 1 to 1 million neurons firing per second. So being friends with your subconscious is a very good thing. I'm going to show you how to do some of that right now. I'm just going to pick a key word for your subconscious. Let's think of friend. So just close your eyes. And so, friend, just bring all of this into a healing pattern, releasing what is no longer needed nor necessary. Just helping her develop a sense of trust and balance in a healthy way, feeling stronger, releasing what is no longer needed nor necessary, and just feeling more capable, sturdy, and strong. Worthy, worthwhile, safe, centered, and open to new possibilities. We're going to do this for between 90 to 120 seconds. Now, normally you do this for several minutes, but we're going to do a couple different things here. So just, so friend, just releasing anything else that's in the way. And also in the healing basket, to get even better mileage out of this, we're going to ask your subconscious to throw in any other related issues of the past that resonate with this, any past influences that resonate, whether you're consciously or subconsciously aware of it or not. We're also going to throw in anything where the heart chakra, where if there was energy that was sort of detached, that it was so unpleasant that you got kind of disconnected, we're going to put in that disconnected energy in the healing basket too. And we're also going to put in a developmental age. A common one is 5 that kind of resonates with it. And 10, just for the heck of it, in the healing basket. Just breathing. Okay. Just take a deep breath. Just notice where you are. And I want you now, we're going to do a little activity with the repatterning spot, with the pledge spot. It's also called the pledge or the repatterning spot. It's on the chest, and it's at the pledge of allegiance position. So I want you to flatten your fingers. We're going to be using an acupressure spot. You're going to use this, flatten your fingers, and you're going to move your fingers at the pledge of allegiance position. It's between actually the second and third intercostal rib, but if you just do the Pledge of Allegiance, just flatten your fingers, you'll be fine. You can press firmly in a clockwise fashion as though a clock is facing your... It's a clockwise fashion as though a clock is facing out from your chest, as though a clock is on your chest facing out. And you're going to let these words go through you. It's just a statement. It's a complete self-acceptance. I deeply and completely accept myself with any challenges and all my strengths. I deeply and completely accept myself with any challenges and all my strengths. Deeply and completely accept myself with any challenges and all my strengths. Deeply and completely accept myself with any challenges and all my strengths. Deeply and completely accept myself with any challenges and all my strengths. Deeply and completely accept myself with any challenges and all my strengths. Deeply and completely accept myself with any challenges and all my strengths. Deeply and completely accept myself with any challenges and all my strengths. And I deeply and completely accept myself with any challenges and all my strengths. Okay, take a nice deep breath. Focus on the exhale. Just notice where you are, if you're feeling better about the target. Again, this is, you know, we're not doing this individually and moving through this very rapidly in the book. It's all outlined and it's kind of step by step. So we're now going to go in, and I want you to just imagine, I want you to imagine a healing basket with all of these things that we're talking about. And I want you just for a moment to take all of the residue, and I want you to place it in the basket, and I want you to release the basket and just let it float away. It's almost like putting it in a hot air balloon and just releasing it. You can release it to God. You can release it to the heavens. You can just release it to the universe, whatever, however you'd like to frame it. Just releasing. Just feeling more centered and balanced in the process. Perhaps a stronger sense of confidence, a greater sense of peace. Breathing, just watching that drift away. We're activating that 1 to 1 million ratio, what we call it, the flea and the elephant. The flea is the conscious mind, the elephant is the subconscious mind. So if a flea is on an elephant and the flea wants to go inland and the elephant wants to go to the beach, the flea is going to the beach. And that's what happens with our subconscious minds, even if our conscious mind wants to go inland. Breathing, feeling more solid, strengthened. Just feeling more centered. We'll do it another 30 seconds. You're doing great. Because there is a solution to everything. There is a way to heal everything. Definitely want things unblocked so you can have the most joyful life. You know, that's the way you are, Ariel, in real life. Just breathing, feeling connected. Just visualize it drifting away. Take a nice deep breath. Good. Good. And now I want you just go ahead and shrug your shoulders, take a nice deep breath, maybe stretch your back. And now I want you to go ahead and close your eyes. And I want you to visualize, I want you to see, feel, sense, and perceive of yourself having a happier life, having a joyful life, healing, creating new possibilities, new opportunities for love or connection, joy, whatever is in your best interest. Just see that now. See, it's called end result imagery. I want you to see how you want things to be and how you want to feel. Releasing these micro traumas, these traumas, or what feels like an asteroid strike. What we're doing is clearing old perceptions, installing new steps for success, just listening lazily to the sound of my voice in the background. The conscious mind is very limited, and we can use more firepower to create the changes that you want. Because now we're using the body's energy system and the subconscious to influence beliefs. Because this is a belief issue. But beliefs are typically challenging to change until now. Good. Just take another nice deep breath. And let's do another image. I want you to imagine that you're in a beautiful waterfall, crystal clear waterfall, warm, pure, healing water is pouring over you. And it's going to pour over your energy centers, your chakras. And I want you to imagine that it's pouring over your heart. And this warm, pure, healing energy is pouring over your heart right now. And as it's soothing and comforting you, it's releasing stuck energy associated with this. And as the water's pouring over you, it's releasing data points, stuck thoughts, feelings, emotions, circumstances, residue from your original issue. And the water is dissolving it, washing it away, helping you to see more clearly. And even as the water is pouring over your heart, you're noticing a change in color in this beautiful waterfall. And the heart color is changing from that pale emerald green to a deep, rich, vibrant emerald green. Cleansing, clearing, healing, strengthening. Just watching the transition in color. And breathing. Breathing is a good thing to do on a regular basis. Just feeling solid and secure. And it's releasing the stuck stuff regarding this issue. And also, to gain full resolution of these issues, we would also want to clear, and this is in the book, the childhood issues that make you vulnerable to these things, the adult issues, all of the little tentacles that are attached to these issues that cause things to be stuck, sometimes for a lifetime, until now we have tools to do something that create a permanent resolution and healing, and so you can go on to create the life that you want. Not only regarding the heart, but regarding anything. So that's an exciting part. So just continue with the water pouring over you. And let's do another energy center too, very associated with this. And just focus now on the throat. And as the water's pouring over the throat, the fifth energy center, it has to do with making your needs known, speaking your truth. Just notice a pale blue color becoming a brilliant blue color as the water pours over that site. Again, releasing thoughts, feelings, emotions, circumstances, dissolving it away, and transporting the data points from the whole experience or the person or the event in your life, dissolving it away, and helping you to see clearly for the future without the debris in the way, so that your heart can be more open in a healthy way, in an aware way, without debris in the way. Just let that warm, pure, healing water just pour over now. Cleansing, purifying, strengthening, healing, empowering, restoring. Aligned, strengthened, connected, and positive. Ten more seconds. Good. Just kind of tune in. Where are you now? Where are you with that original issue? Are you feeling better? How much better are you feeling? And by the way, when you do this, it takes for your conscious and subconscious and your body's energy system, for everything to process for a full effect, probably about 10 hours. But you're gonna notice about a 50% awareness of whatever your degree of improvement is. And that's going to depend on how many other factors are affecting this. You can tell what other factors affect this with the neuromuscular feedback that you can learn to do on yourself, but it's easier if you do it first with a friend.
So George, when people are going through your new book, Code to Joy, you're walking through all these steps and they can get together with a friend or a buddy and really work together on this?
Absolutely. Sort of a little joint healing.
And tell us a little bit. I know you've got some bonuses that come with the purchase of the book when they go to codetojoy.com.
Yes.
What does that include?
That is, there's a video, a DVD download on Master Your Emotions with my co-author, Dr. Peter Lambro, and he is describing and demonstrating what is energy, how does it work, how does it help the mind-body system, how does it affect the brain, how does it affect the central nervous system, how does it affect feelings, how does the subconscious work, how does that work with this whole thing, and it really is an excellent presentation, and you will understand the big picture, which is nice. We also take you through a form of that in the book, but it's nice to have it visually done as well. And then I have two 37-minute experiences in there. One is called sensory relaxation, which is a pure, deep relaxation experience. Remember, don't do these things while operating heavy machinery. It's wonderful for sleep, for feeling more comfortable, for deep relaxation and meditation, and learning to relax the body so that you can also do wonderful things even if you have medical conditions that are having a stress component. So most of us can get stressed. I know we can all do that, but this offers a method to learn to deeply relax yourself. It has ocean in the background. I've lived in La Jolla for a long time, but I'm originally from Minnesota, and I'm very glad I can find my car in the winter here now. But everything I do has some ocean influence these days, so both those tracks have ocean in the background. The second track helps you to feel safe and secure. It is a learning a method through mental imagery and deep relaxation of feeling and creating a sense of safety and security, which feels really good too. That helps with sleep. That helps with a number of things. Because if you can deeply relax yourself and if you can feel safe and secure, and then with the added benefits of learning about how to use the conscious and subconscious and body's energy system, which is one of the hottest things happening in medicine, psychology, and performance enhancement, then wonderful things can happen. And I've had, Ariel and I have been friends for a long time, and the work that I do even with Olympic gold medalists and professional athletes, it's the same kind of thing. It's an unblocking and using these techniques, and whether we're unblocking the heart from love pain or helping you to excel at work or at anything else, it uses some of the same dimensions. There is I've got on my website, drgeorgepratt.com, I've got a 5-minute video of something similar to what we just did. And that's also on YouTube. So that'll give you a little flavor. So I think that hopefully that answers your question. Those are the ones that I can remember from on Code to Joy. Lots happened lately.
So I know you're very excited that Code to Joy is now out. What else is going on in your life that you're most excited about?
Well, I am... I'm awfully excited about a nonprofit organization I'm involved with called Making the World a Better Place Foundation, and it actually ties together a little bit of the dolphins and Hawaii and helping children and families from even different countries. We're starting in the United States, helping them deal with divorce so that those that are going through divorce can do so in a non-adversarial fashion, and where the children are not harmed, and that they can be positive parents, and that these, the goal is to have these services be at no charge to people, and we're just doing a film. Larry King was nice enough to do the introduction for a film that we're doing. He interviewed me on these kinds of topics on energy and the subconscious, et cetera, because he's very interested in it. He actually wrote the, Larry King wrote the introduction to our book, too.
Oh, I read it. It was beautiful.
Yes.
He's a very big fan of yours, Larry King.
He is. I ended up being on the show 4 times.
That's so great.
So he said, are you related to him? I said, no. I said, maybe I just didn't explain it well, and he wanted to have me back again. No, he's quite a character and a nice guy.
So, you know, I've been fortunate enough to experience, you know, firsthand the work that you do and see how well it works. But, you know, so many people still believe that if you've got an issue or a block, you've got to make a huge commitment in time and money for talk therapy. Can you just discuss a little bit about why this works so quickly and effectively and it's useful and the success that you've seen with it?
This has been incredibly effective, and even when you and I were involved in a project, a person with a broken heart that had just been devastated, really person had slipped into depression, and I'm going to just kind of summarize that circumstance and about 5,000 others somewhat like it. What happens is it has an effect on the brain and on the body's central nervous system, and then again we're going in through the conscious, the subconscious, the body's energy system, and actually this can be healed in a visit.
One single visit.
One single visit. And there is, you can usually clear about 80% of it the first time, so I always make a recording so the person can listen to it and reinforce themselves. For example, the one that we did, Ariel, the person, as you know, was transformed and went on to live a very happy life and with full of love and prospered. And that's what happened. So the same thing happens when people go through some other kind of trauma, but the love trauma is probably the most important. It's one of the most important because it can affect your love of yourself and your expectation of happiness in the future, so you want to address this. And so I love training and teaching these people. I love doing phone. I get to do phone consultations around the world and do these sorts of things.
Yeah, what's the best way for listeners to reach you directly?
They can call the office. They can the office is here in La Jolla, and we set up phone sessions, or we can do Skype, and we even have a more secure session way to do that. And then we record it, and we do it live, and it works out very well. And the people can also go to the website to contact me, drgeorgepratt.com, and so it's drgeorgepratt.com. And the one for the book is codetojoy.com. And Heather is my assistant, and she will be glad to help or guide you and direct you. And there we have lots of stuff on the website, too, that can be helpful. And I think if you look at some of the videos, too, that you'll get a better sense of how this works.
Right. And I just want to add that, you know, for somebody who's experienced this firsthand, it is really remarkable and amazing how quickly, you know, you can guide somebody to let go of stress, anxiety, fear, trauma, PTSD sort of things. I mean, it's just astounding to me that you can choose to suffer or you can choose to, you know, learn some of these techniques and let them go. We have less than a minute left. Are there any final words you want to share with us?
I just want you to know that everything, I just want to offer a word of hope and blessings to your group, that everything is possible. And so believe in yourself, and if things are not the way that you want them to be, create a way of changing them, and there's a way to do that. Use all your resources, and when you use all of your internal resources, the conscious, subconscious, and your body's energy together, and it's delightful and it's pleasant, that's what's amazing. And and it works for the most severe problems, and it works for becoming a better athlete. So,
fantastic. Well,
yeah.
Well, Dr. George Pratt, thank you so much. I want to
My
remind
pleasure.
Everybody, the new book is called Code to Joy, and the website is codetojoy.com, and George's website is drgeorgepratt.com. George, thank you. I hope to see you soon.
Thank you, honey. So good talking to you.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ariel.
See you all next week. Bye-bye
okay.
now.
You've been listening to Big Love with Ariel Ford. Join Ariel next time for more secrets to finding and keeping the love of your life and ways to live life as a spiritual adventure. For more information, you can visit her website at www.arielford.com.